Tape 4, Side 2, September 11, 1975. The discussion of music almost pales to insignificance beside the onslaught of Nazism. When did it become clear to you that you would have to leave Vienna and Austria?
Oh, that was clear from the first moment on, because as I have probably told you before, the situation in Austria was very different, though it was leading to this in Germany too, as it had been in Germany. There was still in Germany a remnant of order and maybe law left. But when Hitler came to Austria, all these vestiges fell. And the reason was that Hitler had prepared to invade Austria for years. And he had raised a legion, an army, which he trained in Bavaria. And all the people that were called illegal Nazis, which was forbidden in Austria, so political sympathizers went to Germany and joined that legion, but mostly everybody who feared the law, every criminal that was about to be caught by the police, went over the mountains into Bavaria and joined that legion. And with that legion of outlaws, he entered Austria and gave them free rein because he hated Vienna, especially. And it was a kind of triumph and pleasure for him to have a regime of terror, entering with a regime of terror there. So from the start, you heard all these terrible stories, and people were picked up in the street and brought to Gestapo headquarters and tortured there, and imprisoned and shipped off to the concentration camps at night. And you didn't, you know, they entered the apartments, and most of them were 16, 17 years old, and he had all given them guns, and the population was peaceful and not had no, you know, defense against this. So it was quite clear to us, and since we had already even planned, but the difficulty was that when Hitler came to Austria, everybody wanted to leave, and that caused such a storm that the other countries shut off their borders. Because by then, depression had begun in all the countries, and they feared the competition of this tremendous influx of people who needed work when their own people had no work. And so you couldn't get a visa, you couldn't get out of the country. Afterwards, it was very, very difficult, and you had to try all kinds of things. We had acquired, I don't know, quite a few visas. For one thing, Eric had a student by the name of Hong Pan, who was a nephew of Madame Chiang Kai-shek. At that time, Chiang Kai-shek was still in China. And he had really absolutely no talent, and only later. And Eric often wondered why he was studying music, but he was also at the academy. And I think it was just a mental cover. He was there for diplomatic reasons. And he, what was interesting is he knew so much, being so near a high personality, that for instance, in that year in which Hitler came, he prophesied and knew that Hitler would make a pact with Russia, which was unthinkable then, because when Hitler came to power, he really came to power like against the communists. You know, and we couldn't believe it, you know, that, that this should be so. But later on, it became true, but only a year or more later. And so he gave him a visa to Shanghai, which, however, we didn't want to use and didn't use. We bought somewhere a visa to Liberia, you know, where they said that when you arrive, somebody would come and stick a fork into you to see if you were good to eat. It was still a very wild region, you know, at that time. And so, but anything just to get out.